This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in on a Thursday, 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. You can catch all of us on the air on the FM dial, or you can go to YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, X, and you can watch all of our beautiful faces. It is Hoodie Thursday on our Instagram account, so 96.5 The Fam on Instagram. Max got a hoodie he got from his fiance. It looks very nice.
Very nice. Sleeves. I know.
See you in the major leagues is yours. That's a right. Good foundation. And then yep. I'm wearing Coach Prime, so I can get all the hate. Embrace the hate, they say.
What is that hoodie you're wearing, Mac?
I told you, it's from his fiance. It's a floral hoodie.
It's just a gray hoodie. It's got some flowers in the arm sleeves.
Is that hers?
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah.
I was a jerk this morning. He came in the little studio and said, nice hoodie. Did your mom buy it for you? Hey, man, I think it's nice. My fiance got it for me.
And I was like, are you too manly to wear flowers?
No,
not at all. I wear a lot of pink.
You got to see my swim trunks, dude. Look like I go watch like White Tigers in Vegas. It's wild, man. I'm excited for tonight. I'm excited for Friday. I love Friday shows. Today, obviously, we'll have Ben Maller. We get to get his reaction to what it was like at Arrowhead.
Yes.
For his first time. Nate Taylor. By the way, I don't know if you saw this. Not Nate Taylor expecting child number two.
Oh, congratulations. Woo! Great. That's awesome, man. Yeah. Nothing like having your second, Ryan. It's awesome. You forget everything you learned about your first. You just let them wallow around. Oh, the first one, you say, oh, and the second one, get up.
Is that why everybody like thinks that child one's the favorite?
I think people sometimes think child two is the favorite. I don't know. It just depends how they behave.
Because two is considered the baby.
Well, the baby, and yeah, they don't get as much like attention. Not attention. That's the wrong word. Like a child one falls, everybody goes, and that's the worst thing you could do when a child falls. Do not make a sound because they're not crying because they fell. They're crying because of the way you react to them, right? And then child number two, you just realize, hey, get up. You can take care of it yourself.
So leave them alone. If your kid falls, just start laughing.
Just pick them back up and just let them go. Don't go, oh my God. Because when you go, oh my God, they look at you and then they start crying. It happens every single time.
It's like, oh, I need to freak out too.
Yeah, exactly. Parent freaks out. The kid's going, ah!
I know we don't do Shattered Out from the 816, but can I get a congratulations for my wife, the head coach of the KCK Community College volleyball team, qualifying for the national tournament next week in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Shout out to your wife, the head volleyball coach.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Way to go.
Go
win
get
a championship.
Go get them. Knock them stiff. I think that's what you say.
Did you know you can kick the ball in volleyball?
That's not true.
Yes, it is. I was watching a highlight of it the other day, and somebody dove down, kicked it up with their flag. It hit the back of their foot and bounced back up, and they're stunned as you were.
Erroneous.
No, it was
erroneous
100%
all
true.
Counts.
Yeah, check it out. You can actually kick the ball in volleyball. If it hits your foot, you're good to go.
Search that, because I don't believe you. Can kick a volleyball? There's no way that's a rule.
You know how hard it is to do that? It was an accidental type of, like, she wasn't doing it on purpose, but it hit the back of her foot. I figured they'd call the game. Mm. They kept on playing. They won the point.
Yeah. Bob's not BS, and he's right. I looked it up because I thought I was like, nah, that's true.
You can kick the volleyball.
As long as you follow the rules, you can legally contact the ball with any part of your body, including your foot.
How about that? I was crazy. Yesterday years old when
so
I learned
can,
that
you can
one,
head
right?
it? Like in soccer, you could like head the volleyball if
yeah,
you wanted to?
Yeah.
But who wants to do that? Like you don't have really as much control, obviously.
Can you imagine Leo Chenal as a volleyball player? That guy's arrived, man. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he got special teams player of the week. Was anybody
four tackles and a blocked field goal? I mean,
you got to give him that. You know, got to give him that award.
Had a line out the door at Hy-Vee.
It was crazy, right?
And then did the 10 questions on the Chiefs Instagram page and Facebook page. Like that dude,
he's enjoying it, man, and he should.
All it takes is one blocked field goal, and you can become a superstar.
That's exactly right.
Just got to make it to the league first.
Well, there is that.
Yeah. Speaking of the league and the Chiefs. It's about to get scary for the NFL with the Chiefs. And I don't want to explain this because we didn't really mention it yesterday because I don't really think it has a whole lot of conversational value. But obviously, Pacheco and Omenihu have been taken off the IR. And, of course, the first person to ask, are they going to play this week, Andy?
Yeah.
The reason why is because they don't want to have to be on IR for the entire rest of the season and miss the season. So they get that 21-day window where they can practice, right? So probably not coming back this week. I could see next week maybe Kareem Hunt getting the day. And letting Isaiah Pacheco ease his way in against Carolina.
Yeah, but the minute you start taking somebody lightly, that's when you lose those games, you know?
Yeah, but I don't. Come on. I mean, really. But I could see that. And again, I don't think that's taking them lightly. I think that's just putting the younger version of Kareem Hunt out there, And I go back to what the Saints did a couple years ago when Mark Ingram was suspended. And they let Alvin Kamara take the day off on a Monday night game and let Mark Ingram take almost every. I mean, I think Kamara had like three carries. And Mark Ingram had like 15 to 18. He didn't have the day off, but it was like
you had the day off. You're, sure.
And the Chiefs will get back Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco and Chuck Omenihu.
Right.
Right. They get both of those guys, right?
And Juju Smith-Schuster's back too.
It looks like he's going to play this week.
Yeah.
So what's scary about that is that, and again, I'm not overlooking Buffalo, but they're getting healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Their schedule's getting easier. And they're already 9-0.
Right.
So I know a lot of people want to nitpick how the Chiefs have gotten to 9-0 and how they want to, you know, well, they're lucky or the refs are on their side or whatever those narratives are. But when you think about the Chiefs now, you're going to have Juju Smith-Schuster come back. You're going to have Isaiah Pacheco come back. You're going to add help to your defensive line, which is damn good. And I know the Hollywood Brown things of it's way, way
That's
back
a pipe
in the corner,
dream right, right now, right?
But you're getting your running game, which has been one of your focal points that's keeping you the ball on third down, and your defensive line, which is really, really good, is going to get stronger. We remember when Omenihu came back last year after the 6-game suspension, it was like, oh, wow, now look at Chris Jones.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're 9-0 and their schedule gets easier and their roster gets fuller, that's a scary thing for the rest of the NFL.
Well, it has to be. And I think Charles Omenihu is the most important one to bring him back because I think you make a strength stronger, right? Mm-hmm. That defensive line is arguably the strength of this football team. Yeah. And now it just got even stronger. Now you've got the rotation. You got, you know, Josh Uche in the mix as well, who hasn't really done a whole heck of a lot since he's been here.
Was he at the game on Sunday?
I don't know if he was there or not. I think they...
I was looking for him. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
But you've got that rotational player going right now. And Charles Omenihu was big last year for this team when he came back into the lineup. So I'm excited about getting him back. I think he's going to be really good, you know, for this organization. I think that just makes the defensive line that much better. And then, of course, you add in Isaiah Pacheco, and now you can give a little relief to Kareem Hunt because, as you can see, he has, you know, last game he wasn't that great, you know, slowed down a little bit in the last game. Mm-hmm. That's why you need 2 to 3 good running backs on your team that can carry the workload. I know fantasy owners want to probably, you know, criticize all of that and whatnot because they want their guy to do it, but this isn't a fantasy world in which we live. And if you can have 2 running backs that can split the time evenly, you're a much better football team than you are if you just have 1 running back to rely on. Because when you had 1 running back to rely on, he got hurt, you had to go on the streets and get Kareem Hunt. Now you've got 2 that you can rely on, and I think Andy's probably in a much happier place knowing that he's got option A and option B for this football team right now.
This is a quick question with a quick response for you and Mac. What's the stronger part of the Chiefs when Isaiah Pacheco's back and Omenihu's back? Their D-line or their running back game?
Oh, their D-line. I think their D-line much stronger. Yeah, you got Hall of Famer Chris Jones out there, and to me, that tips it in the favor of the D-line. You got Karlaftis, who's really, really good. I like Derek Nnadi. Turk Wharton's a really good football player. He's got to get healthier. But you start to look around the ends. Charles Omenihu, defensive line for me, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, they run like 10 deep. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah.
No, like starting worthy caliber players.
Is it an underappreciated value that the Chiefs have? Because I know the D-line doesn't move the needle. Like, you don't go to a football team like, man, I'll tell you what, this D-line. Normally you're like, I'll tell you what, these receivers, these tight end, quarterback.
Well, we become such an offensive-minded, you know, fan base anymore. But and I so mean, we always look offense first, you know?
Yeah.
But no, defense, I mean, yeah, you have to look at the defense right now and go, this is the strength of the team. They're winning games because of their defense right now.
I also think outside of Kansas City, people don't know anyone on the Chiefs' defensive line besides Chris Jones. Maybe George Karloftis.
But these aren't
household names. Exactly. Probably not. These aren't household names. I mean, look at the Giants. Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, right off the bat. You're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Christian Wilkins, Max Crosby. You're like, oh my gosh. But Chiefs run eight deep, and these guys are all more than competent, above average football players.
I mean, look at the names. Karloftis, Wharton, Jones, and Dana. Like, that's a hell of a front four.
So then
you've got, you know, Mike Pinnell, who's really good. Derek Nottie, who's really good. And we didn't even mention Felix, and he's having himself a nice little season right now. I didn't know he was
as fast as he is. Like, when I was watching that Denver game, he closed down on somebody on the sideline. Yeah. He was the only guy there, and I was like, damn, that's FAU.
Yeah, right. But you don't notice that, right? But you don't notice it's FAU. You're like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about him. But no, he's making some nice plays this year as well. And then obviously you're going to add back Amenihu and Uche as well. So yeah, you're right. They do run about 10 deep on that defensive line.
And then you go to the other side of the question, which is the running back play, and where the Chiefs have been so good is time of possession and third down. They're number one on offense and third down conversion. I think Buffalo's number one on defense with stopping people on third down. So rock meets rock in this matchup, cancel out. And, I mean, man, I'm really excited. I don't know why. I'm really excited to see Hunt and Pacheco in the same backfield.
Because I am, too.
Then you sprinkle in a little Carson Steele, and you talk about an 8- to 10-man rotation on the defensive line. You have a 3-man rotation in your backfield that can just absolutely bulldoze and bruise.
And that's what they are. They're all bulldozers and bruisers in that running back position. But I think, you know, what we're looking at here, Steve Spagnuolo has always been, give me as many guys as I can possibly have on the defensive line that can rush the quarterback and get after the quarterback and play at a high level. He's got that now. The running back position, kind of the same way. You are going to rotate guys in. First down, Isaiah. Second down, Kareem. Third down, Pass, you know, and that's the way the defensive line is right now. You're rotating guys in, and the more quality guys that you can rotate in, the better off you're going to be long term. It's all about preserving guys, staying healthy, and being the best possible team you can be when January gets here. And the deeper you go on your roster, the better that you are. There's a lot of teams out there that once you get past the starters, there's nobody worth a damn on their roster, right? There's nobody worth a damn on their roster. The 53rd man on this roster is worth a damn, and that's why the Chiefs are better than everybody else. Has nothing to do with the officials or Taylor Swift or any of that kind of stuff. It has to do with the fact that they know how to draft, they know how to develop, and they know how to turn over a roster. They constantly are looking to get better on this roster, and they've got guys that are on their two deep that could probably be starters and very good players for other teams, but they're a rotational guy here, and that's why this team is good.
As a head coach's husband, I can confirm you can definitely kick the volleyball. Today I learned.
If you would have said that to me, I would have said, you're full of it.
You're high. Great drop from back in the day. From the 913, don't usually get many opportunities to listen live where I can interact with the show. On Tuesday, Bob made the comment about Brett Veach signing Dusty to play left tackle. So it begs the question of which happens first. The Chiefs sign Dusty or Dusty gets a date with Kay Adams?
I would say Dusty probably gets a chance to play for the Chiefs.
Oh, darn it. Damn the devil.
I could maybe get you a one-day fun contract with
Chiefs. Come on, man. You ain't getting
no date with Kay Adams.
Not happening.
Come on. I'm better looking than Shams, right?
Your wallet isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, your wallet isn't.
I don't think she's into money. Awkward silence. Let the people know that in about 8 minutes, they have a chance to be thankful.
Yeah, that's right. Chiefs, we're thankful for coming up every day at 6:40 this week. We'll play a highlight of a Chief we are thankful for. You will know who that Chief is when you hear the soundbite. You will be caller number 6 to 913-586-7965. Whatever the number is. And if you're caller number 6 and you know who that Chief is, you will qualify to win the $500 Hy-Vee gift card, which will be given away tomorrow here on the show. One of our 5 qualifiers will win that Hy-Vee gift card.
Travis Kelce and...
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, Couches, Stories, Grandma's Secret Pecan Pie Recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's Family Carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Kelce must be listening to this show. And I know a lot of you roll your eyes and say, oh, you guys are so arrogant, blow it out your ass, Bob. No, literally, listen.
Well, my voice is shot. I don't know if you can tell, so it's probably going to be...
I always have a raspy voice, man. Just go ahead. Just get some honey. Get some...
Little throat coat. You ever heard of throat coat?
Nope.
It's a type of tea. It's not...
Whiskey. Get some whiskey. Tea.
Yeah.
Don't bother with that shit.
You're right.
Oh, you can't have that in there, honey. Mac. Got it.
I dropped it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what to do.
How do you know so much about vocal soothing?
I read up on it. Big reader.
Big Wikipedia guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Throat coat. So, yeah, we're all in this together, guys.
That's right.
Everybody goes through this. And you know that Travis Kelce knows about, you know, vocal cords, because I'm sure Taylor's like, yeah, I pour a little whiskey and a little tea before and after a concert, or maybe after one. But
he could have just said, Travis, next time just say, I was listening to Bob and Dusty, man. Like, yeah. I was listening to them talk about losing their voice a week ago. Bob told Dusty hot tea, lemon and honey, a little whiskey in it if you want. And now Bob's doing that this week. So I just stole the idea. So, it's okay.
Essentially, Bob is Jason Kelce and I am Travis Kelce. So that ups my ante to absolutely 1000% get a date with Kay Adams. But in all reality, Bob said when he went to the game against Denver, he'd never heard the stadium get as loud as it had. And I really hope there's no cuss words in this one.
I used to think like Hail Mary or like a touchdown, walk-off touchdown. I don't think there's anything more electric than blocking a kick to win a game. That the place just erupted.
The entire, I don't think I had been a part of the stadium where it went fucking
Jiminy
Christmas.
Come on, guys.
Sorry, that's on me. That one's on me.
Yeah, we'll clean that up. But either way, the loudest stadium moment in the world was on that Sunday with the block kick, as they described there. And I will say this. I think that when you think about those games, that game was great, and that's fun to have once per year. That's all I need. I need to see that game one time per year. That's it. Just one time per year. That's it. That's all I want. I'm glad it happened that way, but I think sometimes games like that, and we have this discussion in baseball where, like, if your team's on, like, a 4 or 5-game losing streak, you have that where it's like they need the 3-run home run or they need the big inning to kind of wake this team up. Do you think games like that for a football team can cause a team to actually wake up even more? Again, the Chiefs are 9-0.
Well, I don't know that the Chiefs have been sleeping, you know, but sometimes you get into that, like, it's, you know, here we go again, here we go, you know, that type of stuff. And it becomes, you know, mundane, like anybody does in their job. You get up on a Wednesday, you punch the clock, you do your thing. And sometimes you need something to kind of, you know, demotivate you. You get a big sale, or you have a big deal that closes, or whatever it may be. And you have that big moment of success that you've worked so hard for. Mm-hmm. And you see it like that, like we saw on Sunday, because Sunday was electric. And you know, I told you after the game, like, I almost started crying on Sunday, and that's a regular season game, but it was so emotional for me, and I'm one person in 76,000. I can't imagine how emotional it was for that team, because you're on the cusp of losing your first game. You're on the cusp of all week everybody telling you you're a fraud and you're not that good, and they're 8-1, but there's a lot of cracks and they're not going to be able to be that good, and come January somebody's going to beat them, and all that nonsense that they would have had a year all week. Mm-hmm. They go out there and they get a win like that. If that doesn't give you a little like oomph in your step, I don't know what is. Like, if I'm Buffalo and I watch that game and I saw that happen, I'm going, oh my God. Right before they play us, they get this big moment, mm-hmm, where it looks like they should have lost a football game.
Yeah.
And they won the football game. Now they believe that they can do anything. And it's a mind game more than it is anything. Now the Chiefs believe, no matter really what the score is, Patrick Mahomes don't even have to have the football. If Leo Chenal's out there, that kick's being blocked.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's where, like, I think the thing that not necessarily that they've been sleeping, but it's the fact that, like, that sort of win and that sort of fashion can kind of make a team kind of be like, oh, all right, now what else can we do?
Right.
We've had our backs to the wall in the corner of a dark room with 1 second left, and we lit up the room with a block and got a win. We crushed Denver's dreams, right? We somewhat kind of gave Buffalo a little bit of a crushing blow with a win like this. We gave the league, you know, oh, they blocked field goals, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think the best thing about that is that you didn't need that win, right? You didn't necessarily need it, but you got it. And that's what
makes life easier,
right? Like, you don't need a flu shot every year. Some people just decide to get it. And maybe you have a better immune system for that winter. But, you know, here's this game where you didn't need to block a field goal for a win. You're better than Denver. I know Denver's on the come and they're getting better, but you didn't need to win the game like that. But you did. And you get it before you go into Buffalo, which is a team that is going to be a hostile environment.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be completely packed. It's not going to be too cold, so there's no excuse.
Right.
It's going to be like 56 degrees, honestly, in Orchard Park.
Is it really going to be that warm?
I think it's going to be like 54, 56.
Boy,
in that,
yeah. I mean, I hate to be the global warming guy, but Buffalo in November at 56 degrees, that's insanely hot.
Going to be 67 here on Saturday.
That's nice.
So I'm having a Friendsgiving. We're going outside and playing cornhole.
Oh, I like that.
Kind of excited about that. But I don't know. I just think that that's maybe an interesting thing to think about, how that game might have literally...
Then it's supposed to be cold next week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get me back to the 38 and chilly days. But like, that's the thing about that game last week, is I think that now as we put that to bed and move on towards Buffalo... I think that's one of the worst things that could have happened to Buffalo, is the Chiefs get a win like that. Because, like, nothing would be more soothing for Buffalo than the Chiefs were to play Denver and won 42-10.
Right.
They'd have been like, well, whatever. Yeah. Division game, they waxed them.
Oh, but here people would have been excited because they put up 42, and there's the Chiefs and all.
Yeah.
You learn more by winning a game like they did, and that carries you in January. Because in January, you're going to have to win close games.
That's right.
When you blow teams out, you're not really seeing how good a football team you truly are. Can you win the close game? Can you find a way to win when it looks like you can? And with 1 second on the clock, it didn't look like they were going to win this game. They found a way to win it. And that's going to carry the Chiefs more than blowing somebody out 42-10. We saw those games in the past, right? They blew everybody out, and then they lose in the AFC Championship game or whatever the case may be, right?
That's right.
We've seen teams score and score and score and score that can't stop anybody. You get to January and you're in tight games and you don't know how to win close games. That's a kind of a, you know, a feather in their cap of, now I know how to win a close game. Now I know how to win a tight game. And now I know how to win with a big time special teams play that forced the special teams coach of the Broncos to up and quit.
He's ill.
That's what they said.
He's ill, and we're thankful. Bob, before he tells you what he can be thankful for when it comes to his friends at Hy-Vee, we'll talk about a little bit of disrespect for a quarterback. No, it's not Mahomes. No, it's not Lamar Jackson, but it is somebody that you all know on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Be caller number six right now. If you know the Chief that we are thankful for, we'll have one more qualifier today and one tomorrow at 6:40, and then one of our five qualifiers is going to win a $500 grand prize from our friends over at Hy-Vee, and you can get all of your Hy-Vee items right now. You buy a ham, you get a turkey free, only at Hy-Vee.
Mike Caliendo comes in as an extra blocker. This is third down and one. At the 2 yard line, a touchdown, walks it off, handoff. Right side, powering. He is. Give it to him. Touchdown! Kansas City! It's a walk-off touchdown by. And the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, my friends over at Park and Go, answer the age-old question of, where are we going to park? Especially when you go to the airport, you want to know exactly where you're going to park. And there's where Park and Go comes in. I love the folks over at Park and Go. We utilize them all the time when we go to the airport, and they make it so easy, so convenient, and they provide customer service that you're not going to find anywhere else. Here's what happens at Park and Go. Make your reservation as soon as you book your flight. Bookparkandgo.com. Boom, done.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engine to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.